gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Turn it up.
Of all the radio stations in the world. You are listening to Vince's Music Journey, the home of great music. You know it's true.
All right, everyone, let's get started, shall we?
Yes, I'm Vincey on your radio station, playing music I'm listening to, and I have been listening to music for over 50 years, so hold a vast music knowledge that I want to share with you. I have for you a behind-the-scenes interview with the amazing Cold Flame. To hear their story, their music journey, to get to know the real people behind their music. Cold Flame are a blues rock band out of Glossop in Derbyshire, playing their own style of music, which has influence from the music artist Jethro Tull. Now, with the band leader since 1984, Paul Rowbottom. So if you're looking for great music and you have available time, then why not pull a seat up, pass by yourself a glass of your favourite beverage and lose yourself with Cold Flame and me. Thank you. Yes, you're listening to a song taken from the album A Circus in Paradise. This is the opening track to the album. It's entitled Passport to Oblivion. Now Cold Flame are Pat Rowbottom, and lead vocals and bass guitar. Robarn's backing vocals, acoustic electric guitar. Full Mark on percussion. Mark Parkinson on flute, and keyboardist Joe Auburn. This interview with Cold Flame, I had the pleasure of speaking to Pat Rowbottom, the band leader. He was very happy to share with me his music story.
So my early memories of music coincided with the emergence of television, with things like Jukebox Jewelry, and more importantly, Top of the Pops. So even at primary school, there was an awareness. Radio had started to play contemporary music as opposed to music from the 40s and the 50s and maybe the early 60s. It was a great time really for music, and inevitably I got sucked into that like most people did. And certainly my interest in music was particularly picked up when I saw Roy Wood and the Moon on Top of the Pops doing Flowers in the Rain.
is the second song taken from Cold Flame's album Circus in Paradise. This album is a very interesting listen indeed, and released in 2023. Now I met Pat in this awesome music venue in Preston, Lancashire. It's called the New Continental. Check it out.
Listening to Vince's Music Journey, the home of great music. You know it's true.
Now, Pat continued sharing his music journey with me and the story behind how we discovered Jethro Tull.
And then I saw miming, of course, on Top of the Pops in black and white, Fleetwood Mac. And I looked at Peter Green and I thought, well, this guy looks a little bit like my idea of what maybe God or Jesus would have looked like. And he's playing music that I really do like. And then I realized that it was mainly blues music. So, and for a short while, Fleetwood Mac, in particular Peter Green, was my hero while still at primary school. And then just as I reached secondary school, or grammar school as it was at the time, I happened to catch a band called Jethro Tull, and particularly Ian Anderson. And I realised that much as I liked The Move and much as I liked Fleetwood Mac, that Jethro Tull were going to be my favourite band. And the song that inspired me to enjoy the music of Jethro Tull was a song called Witch's Promise. And I can remember Witch's Promise being in on Top of the Pops, being in the charts, being very popular. And I was on my first school trip, week's trip with friends. Puberty was just round the corner. Maybe it had arrived. And there was a jukebox in this place that we stayed at, this hostel. And the jukebox was in the games room, and they had a lot of the latest songs on it. And I was putting Witch's Promise on all the time. So that's really my early period.
Thank you.
to Vince's Music Journey, and I'm interviewing Pat Rowbottom of the fabulous band from Derbyshire, Code Flame. The song is entitled Never Forever from the album released in 2005. This album is called Still Burning the Blues Volume 2. This band has a tremendous history, dating pre-1984. So I asked Pat if he could share this.
Yeah, the history of Cold Flame, yes, we began in 1984. Not with any notion of carrying on, not really knowing what would happen. And because we were, I don't think, that particularly good at playing our instruments, rather than play covers, we played original stuff. And the theory behind that was, well, if we play a cover and it's not very good, they'll know the song and they'll think, oh, that's not very good. Whereas if it's original, then they really won't be able to judge, because it's original. I mean, okay, it might be still bad music, but we won't have a comparison in that tune. So we did start out in 84. We started out as an original, but we're really a blues band. And over time, for different reasons, people they appear in the band and then they disappear, and one or two people have come back in, and then it's down to circumstance, it's down to opportunity, it's down to luck, coming into contact with people, and then it's like all of a sudden it's over 40 years since the band started. And the reason that the band's carried on is because I've chosen to do that role of running the band. It's what I do.
Thank you.
Cold Flames album Stormcloud. This is track 11 of 17 tracks, and this album was released in 2017.
You are listening to Vince's Music Journey, the home of great music. You know it's true.
Now, speaking to Pat, the band leader of Cold Flame, I asked him if he wanted to share anything to you, the listener, and this is his response.
First thing, on the basis of a certain supermarket's Every Little Helps, anybody can check out Cold Flame at coldflame.com and check us out on Facebook. And we're doing this to, in a sense, like so many other bands, try to keep live music live. And we appreciate support, and you know, we'll talk to anybody and everybody. So that, to me, is an important thing to say as a finale. Yes, we, you know, if you check the website out, then the gigs are there. There's all the albums are there. We've got a merchandise shop if anybody's that interested. So on Cold Flame itself, that's what I want to say, really. And for those people who are or have been interested, then we appreciate the support because it means everything to us.
Verdict then, the band is steeped in history, pre-1984, music influenced by Jethro Tull, but with Cold Flame's own style of how they do it. And Pat, the band leader, clearly shows passion, determination and of course, great leadership skills. You must check out their diverse collection of albums, and listening to Cold Flame is a music journey in itself. So go on. Give them a listen. You never know. You may just enjoy it.